Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1. It is actually quite auspicious that we're starting Maseches Yuma today. Maseches Yuma talks about Yom HaKippurim, the holy day, the holiest day of the year. And incidentally, the Mishnah teaches us in Maseches Tainis, like how Yom Tovim LeYisrael, the best days of the year for the Jewish people were Yom Kippur, because we have atonement. Additionally, Tu B'Av, the 15th of the month of Av, which is today's date. And the Mishnah there delineates and enumerates many qualities of the day of Tu B'Av. So it's kind of auspicious that we're starting a Masechta that discusses the laws of Yom Kippur on Tu B'Av, because both these days share this quality of it being a great day or a special day for the Jewish people. This Masechta, this tractate, the first seven chapters talk about the Avodah, the service of the Kohen Gadol, the High Priest, in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Temple in Yerushalayim. The last chapter talks about the actual laws, the restrictions of Yom Kippur in terms of fasting, etc., etc. The reason this Masechta is called Yuma, Yuma is the Aramaic word for the day. And that's because of the special quality of this day, the day of Yom Kippur. The first parak, the first chapter we'll learn, talks about the preparations that the Kohen Gadol would make for his service on Yom Kippur. So let's see the Mishnah inside. Shivas Yom Kohen Yom HaKippur, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishu Kohen Gadol Mibesai, they would take the Kohen Gadol, separate him from his home, they would separate him from his wife, so he shouldn't, by mistake, become tummy. It's ritually impure, and that would invalidate him from doing the avodah, the service in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. We know the law is that all the avodah, all the service in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur was performed exclusively by the Kohen Gadol, by the High Priest. Where did they take him, says the Mishnah? They took him to Lishkas Palhedrin. He moved into Lishkas Palhedrin. That was an area of the Beis HaMikdash, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Interestingly enough, the Gemara teaches us that actually this used to be called Lishkas Parhedrin. And later on, it was changed to the word Palhedrin. Palhedrin means the officers. I'm sorry about that. It used to be called a different name, Lishkas Balvati, and it was changed to Lishkas Palhedrin or Parhedrin. Why is that? Because sadly, during the period of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol, the high priesthood, was sold to the highest bidder. Kohen Gadol was only a Kohen Gadol for a year, was only a 12 month term. And Parhedrin or Palhedrin means the officers of the king. It seems like it was in those days one could purchase or bribe the way to being a temporary officer. So they sadly changed the name of this area for the Kohen Gadol as a place for the office where you could buy it. So that was changed, but that's not supposed to be that way, obviously. It says the Mishnah, Maskinan loy Kohen Acher Tachtav, and we prepare another Kohen for the Kohen Gadol. Shema Yerubay Psul, lest he become invalidated. That means, let's say on Yom Kippur, God forbid, the Kohen Gadol becomes possible, becomes tum, becomes spiritually impure, there's an immediate replacement that could take him over. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af isha acheres maskinen lei." We even prepare for the Kohen Gadol an additional wife, a replacement wife. Why? Shema Thomas Ishtai, lest his wife die, and a Kohen Gadol cannot be single. Allah says he has to be married. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, "Vichiper ba'adai," and he will atone for himself, ube'ad beisai, and for his home. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, beisai zu ishtai, that his home refers to his wife, so he can't be single. So God forbid if his wife dies, that would be a problem. So we prepare a substitute, a replacement wife. This is actually a complex discussion in the Gemara of how we do that. It says the Gemara, Amru Lez, Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda and Cain, if we're going to be concerned about people dying, Ein Ladavar Seif, then maybe there's no end, because maybe the second wife will die. Maybe we should prepare a third wife. Rather, Rabbanon hold that we don't suspect that a person's going to die. Most people, we assume, are going to continue living. However, even the Rabbanon would agree that we're scared maybe he'll become Pasul. Maybe he'll become invalid, he'll become Tummy, because that's a more frequent or more common type of thing. Therefore, we prepare on his behalf a replacement Kohen Gadol in case he becomes invalid. Wishing you a great day and a wonderful rest of your week.